Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month, Jimmy Ayers from St. John's Prep, is joining us here on MSO News Sports. Jimmy, congratulations on winning the award, and welcome, and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Well, Jimmy, you're a hockey player, lacrosse player. As we speak right now, it's lacrosse season, but you won the award out of the hockey season. Probably could win it this spring later on as well, but Jimmy, I guess, clearly you guys had such high hopes to repeat as state champions in hockey, and it didn't happen. But I guess a note or two from you on this season. You guys had quite a run right up till the very end.
Right, yes, we did. It was a great season, unfortunate end.
Yeah, I guess tell me a bit about playing hockey at St. John's Prep and you know, the teammates, the coaches, and so on. What is that experience like? And you know, now that the season's over, I don't know if you can put it into context with you know, other schools or other experiences kids have, but what is the experience like playing hockey at the Prep?
Yeah, I'd say the experience is pretty unique, unlike anywhere I've ever been. The bonds and you make with the team, the teammates, we're all family, so all those relationships I've had with all the guys I've played with, I'll probably have those relationships for a long time to come, so there's something in there that you can't get anywhere else. And then for the whole time since freshman year, I've been dedicated to just doing what I can, playing hockey. And obviously, I had great coaches freshman year with Coach Zimini. And then varsity when I was sophomore, I was fortunate enough to make it. And the guys there were all really, really nice and helped me out getting into the swing of things. And then moving into junior, senior year, being a captain my senior year was an honor and something that I was really proud of.
Tell me about how you got into playing hockey, and then also at the same time, tell me more about how much hockey you play outside of just the regular high school practices and schedules.
Right, yeah, so I got into hockey when I was pretty young. It was something that in the New England area, it's pretty common for kids to play. So I started out playing for my town team, Agawam, and I loved it, fell in love with it, kept playing throughout my years of middle school, playing club hockey for a couple of different programs, the Vipers, Boston Junior Rangers, and the North Shore Wings as the final team I played on. So that was where I played outside of school.
And so what led you to the Prep?
I think it was just my older brother went there. So I had a path knowing what it was like from him and just knowing that it was a really great school that I could go to for academics and athletics in my area, so it's something that I couldn't pass up.
But as solid a hockey player as you are, it's lacrosse the sport that you will play in college. Does that sound right?
Right. Yes. Johns Hopkins. Right.
Well, now Johns Hopkins. I mean, that is a lacrosse powerhouse, a historical powerhouse for many years. One of the early, I got to think, one of the early colleges really with successful lacrosse.
Right, yeah, I'm really excited to get involved there. You know, it was a really exciting process to be able to talk with the coaches. Coach Milliman's done a great job there. Coach Crowley is also a great guy. Coach K, all those guys, especially this year, it shows with a really good season that they're having. So I'm really excited.
What is the? I'm sure you can answer this. What is the game day experience like at a Johns Hopkins men's college lacrosse game?
Yeah, obviously, when you're playing at Homewood, the whole, like, it's real surreal playing there. The whole environment is really unique. I've been fortunate to go down there, saw some preseason games this year, so I'm really looking forward to going back down and probably watching another game here or there to get more of a full experience. But it's been a great, great time, and I'm really excited, looking forward to it.
Well, you still have a season to complete at St. John's Prep, which is just about ready to begin here. You've been working out a few weeks now, and tell me about this Prep team. I mean, in context to last year's Prep team, better, the same? What do you think?
Obviously, yeah, we lost a good amount of guys, but I think that the team we have this year is still going to work just fine. I mean, the guys we have, it's just great group of seniors, too, that are returning from last year, and then some new guys, young guys that are going to step up this year. So I'm really excited for the team. The focus now is just have a good start to the season, making sure that we get all that stuff dialed in, and then looking down the road when we get there.
You know, I have a question that, you know, and you can include hockey and there's ice hockey as well as lacrosse. But, you know, when you're at the prep, you're playing D1, you're playing the best in the state. And, you know, how do you describe to me the difference among the top teams? I mean, there's razor thin margins as to who wins and who doesn't win, it seems to me.
Right, yeah, there are definitely a lot of teams out there, especially in the Catholic Conference, has done a great job with all their sports teams, making everything really competitive, and all along with other teams, too. And like BC High, for an example, and lacrosse has been back-to-back playing them in the championship, and they're a great team with great players. So, you know, every time you play a team, it's going to be a pretty decent game, and there's going to be a lot of good players on the field and on the ice, too.
All right. This is an academic and athletic award. We've talked about the athletic piece. Let's talk about the academic piece. And I understand that you're a math guy. So tell me about your math experiences at St. John's Prep.
Right. Yeah. So I would say that math is it's the hardest class I'm in. It's the highest level that I'm taking. So I'm just fortunate to be good at it. So then kind of just became my favorite thing. It came easiest to me. But obviously, a lot of the stuff in there at St. John's Prep, the teachers and schoolwork is really hard, but the teachers make sure that every kid in the class is doing their best of their ability and everyone's following along. So they make it really easy for us.
All right. So tell me about if you've had an inspirational teacher or two over the years at the prep. Sometimes it's not necessarily the math teacher. It could be another subject matter or two. But if you were to single out a teacher or two, who might you give a shout out to?
Yeah, teacher last year I had, Miss Heath, was one of my favorite teachers because she's just so likable, and she'd always talk with everyone in the class. Everyone would have a great relationship with the teachers, and she did a great job that year making my class with her really enjoyable. And then I think another teacher, too, would be Mr. Hennessy, who taught me in econ last year and is also the hockey coach, so having a good relationship with him and him giving me life lessons in the classroom has really benefited me when I'm out in the real world. So those two are definitely two that would stand out to me.
So what would your academic pathway be, if you will, and course of study at John Hopkins be, considering the math background here?
Yes, so I'm planning on going into the field, maybe at econ. Obviously, nothing's decided yet, but I think that's like the route that I'm heading in, and then we'll see if I end up liking it, sticking with it, or if it's something that I find it's not for me, then try getting that changed.
Do you think you could fix our economy, Jimmy?
I don't know. That's a tough question. Tough one to figure out in this little time, but I'll try my best.
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, your success in hockey and lacrosse, I think I'd trust you. I think I'd give you a shot at it, to be quite honest with you. All right.
Thank you.
Finally, tell me a bit about your extracurricular activities and volunteer work, if you will, you know, outside of just the athletic fields.
Yeah, so I'm involved in a program here. The Eagles Wings Leaders, that is a real big deal for kids, inviting and welcoming in new freshman classes, making sure that they feel welcomed. Then also being a volunteer, we just did a fundraiser thing, the St. John's Prep Lacrosse team, at an event for a cause. It was held at Pingree with a bunch of other teams to raise money for a great cause. And then just doing whatever I can to step in and help assist anyone in any way. It's kind of been like my outside of school with volunteering and stuff like that.
I'm just going to circle back to lacrosse since it's on top of mind here, I'm sure, for you at this point. But tell our listeners your role on the lacrosse team, and maybe give a shout out to a couple of other teammates, close teammates of yours that you've been working with over the years.
So our lacrosse team, it's definitely been a great time for me, and I'm really looking forward to it. I think my role is to help get everyone involved, make sure that I have my head up when I'm dodging, looking for kids when they're open, and not trying to force the ball and keep it in my stick too long. And then a couple of kids, you have Matt Morrow, who's going to Wesleyan, who's been grinding it out, big, strong lefty mitty, Rowan Mondello, going to Babs, and he's a righty midfielder too. And then a kid, Jake Vanna, who is a grinder and just an absolute beast, and who I've been fortunate enough to play hockey and lacrosse with, who's going to Princeton. And then a guy, Noah Brown, who's a lefty attackman who I've been fortunate enough to get pretty close to and shooting after practice every day with him to try to help him and help myself get in a better spot so that we can work together better in games. It's been a great time this year. So those are a couple guys.
All right, and I promise this is my last question, Jimmy, but being a captain for both hockey and lacrosse, tell me about that role and how that's worked out and how you approach that role.
Yeah, so I definitely make sure I understand how much of a big honor it is to have those titles, because it's something that a lot of people wish they have or had and have done a great job with. And I've been fortunate enough to have great captains previously for hockey and lacrosse, so they kind of gave a nice pathway for me to know how to help control situations and use my voice and be vocal in between periods for hockey, making sure that everyone's mind is in the right spot, and then maybe in the locker room or after practice or in the huddles, just breaking it down for lacrosse to make sure that everyone's nice and calm and composed and that everyone is included equally.
Well, Jimmy, thanks so much for your time. Congratulations. I'm sure you're going to be very successful at John Hopkins and beyond. But again, thanks so much for your time. And again, congratulations on the Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month Award.
Thank you so much.
Jimmy Ayer is St. John's Prep ice hockey and lacrosse player here on MSONewsSports.com.